On this edition of Fresh Air, we're hearing from family members of great songwriters as part of our holiday series, Songs from Hollywood and Broadway. Jimmy McHugh composed songs for movies and shows. His songs include I Can't Give You Anything But Love, I'm in the Mood for Love, Don't Blame Me, and On the Sunny Side of the Street. In 2001, I spoke with his grandson, Jim McHugh III, one of the managers of the Jimmy McHugh estate. Let's start with a recording of Jimmy McHugh at the piano with lyricist Dorothy Fields, recorded in the early 1930s. This was recorded to promote their songs from their review, Blackbirds of 1928, for which they wrote, I Must Have That Man, Doin' the New Lowdown, Digga Digga Doo, and I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
Gee, these records really do sound swell, baby. Let's all say a prayer so they will sell, baby. Until that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, we can't give you anything but love.
Now, your grandfather, Jimmy McHugh, started as a song plugger, first working for Irving Berlin and then for the music publishing company Mills Music.
Yes.
A song plugger was someone who sold sheet music by demonstrating the song, and this was in the era when sheet music sales was the way of disseminating music, at least the way of selling music. It was before the popularity of records. What was your grandfather's approach to plugging a song?
Well, my grandfather was a song plugger. And he was a song plugger when he died, and he was a song plugger when he was a little boy in Boston. So when he started, they had these little pianos that were attached to a bicycle, and they would ride around and play these songs on this piano on the bicycle.
This would be what, in the early 1920s?
Oh, earlier than that, really. Yeah, I guess so, 1919, 1920. I mean, he started very, very young. He was the rehearsal pianist at the Boston Opera, and then quickly realized that the commercial world was where he needed to be, and he left Boston and went to New York and worked for the Irving Mills Company and plugged songs.
So let's get back to how he did it. So he rode around on a bicycle that had a little piano attached to it?
Yes, he rode around on a little bicycle with a piano attached to it. And then the other thing they would do, they would go into the music stores and there would be a player piano there, and they would play the piano in the window. And the thing that they sold was called the mechanical. That was the, if it was on the sunny side of the street, that mechanical piece that played that song was called the mechanical. So years later, when people are getting revenue from songs, there's a type of income stream called the mechanical. And now it's about how songs are played on the radio. But at that time, it was this mechanical piece that went into the player piano. And that was really the sort of the basis of his life, being a song plugger.
And when he plugged songs by playing this piano while he drove around on the bicycle, who would he do that to? Where would he stop and play?
Well, in those days, there were a lot of people on the streets, and they would find, they would go up and down Broadway, or they would go up and down any populated street, and they would stop on street corners, and they would play these songs. And so, interestingly, growing up at that time, there were many other songwriters that would come around to the house, whatever, and they were all from that era, and they all had that mentality. So if there would be a piano in a room, these guys would fight each other to get to that piano stool because they were all song pluggers. So it was funny. You couldn't keep these guys away from a piano.
Let's hear a very famous song that your grandfather Jimmy McHugh wrote with the lyricist Dorothy Fields for the review Blackbirds of 1928. And this was some review. It featured Duke Ellington, Ethel Waters, the Mills Brothers, Don Redman,
Bojangles.
Yeah, Bill Bojangles Robinson.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear I Can't Give You Anything But Love as performed by Ethel Waters and Duke Ellington from this review, Blackbirds of 1928. Tell us the story behind the song.
Well, it's a wonderful story. You know, my grandfather, who was the musical director at the Cotton Club, was very instrumental in having Duke Ellington perform there. And so they had gotten the producers of the club to agree to have Duke Ellington perform, and now he and Dorothy Fields had to write a song for Duke Ellington. So as they were wont to do, they would walk the streets of New York, and they would think of ideas. And they were walking down Fifth Avenue, and they stopped in front of the Tiffany's jewelry store. And there in front of the store was a young man and a young woman, and it was right in the middle of the Depression, and they were looking at an extremely expensive diamond bracelet that was in the window. And the young man put his arm around the young girl, and he said, "Baby, I can't give you anything but love." And my grandfather and Dorothy Fields heard this, and they ran back to their studio, and they wrote, "I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby." And, of course, it became a huge hit, and it was the first song that Duke Ellington ever played at the Cotton Club.
Well, here's Duke Ellington and Ethel Waters, and this recording is from 1932.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. And that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, and we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things we've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
That's Duke Ellington and Ethel Waters, recorded in 1932, one of the songs from Blackbirds of 1928, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, and my guest is Jimmy McHugh's grandson, Jimmy McHugh III. I'm going to ask you about another song that was written by your grandfather, Jimmy McHugh, and the lyricist, Dorothy Fields. The song is I'm in the Mood for Love. There's a great story behind the song. I'd like you to tell it.
Well, this is a wonderful story. It was right in the Depression, and my grandfather had lost a lot of money. He had made some very unwise investments. And he was in New York and walking down the street one day, and he bumped into George Gershwin. And George Gershwin said, "Hi, Jimmy, how are you?" And my grandfather told him, I'm not so good. And George Gershwin said, "Well, how can I help you out?" And so my grandfather said, "Well, I could really use a piano." So George Gershwin said, "Well, I'm going to get you a piano, Jimmy." So a couple of days later, there's a knock at his door, and he opens the door, and there are some delivery men with this beautiful piano and with a little note that said, "Good luck, Jimmy," George Gershwin. And so my grandfather sat down and started playing the piano, and the first song that he wrote on it was I'm in the Mood for Love. And it became immediately a huge hit, and he was back on top again. And we still have that piano. It's in the Jimmy McHugh office in Beverly Hills. And we still have the note that says, "Good luck, Jimmy," George Gershwin.
Well, I want to play a great version of that song by Louis Armstrong, who was a good friend of your grandfather. So here's Armstrong doing I'm in the Mood for Love.
Thank you.
I'm old for love. Simply because you're near me. Oh, funny when you're near me. I'm in mood for love, woman. Heaven is in your eyes. Bright as the stars under. Oh, is it any wonder? Oh, baby, I'm the moon love.
That's Louis Armstrong's recording of I'm in the Mood for Love, music by Jimmy McHugh, lyric by Dorothy Fields. My guest is Jimmy McHugh's grandson, Jimmy McHugh III. I want to get back to a little earlier in Jimmy McHugh's career when he started writing songs with Dorothy Fields. And this is in the 1920s when there were very few women songwriters. How did he hook up with her? And did he ever talk to you about what it was like for him to work with a woman lyricist at a time when there were so few women writing songs professionally?
This was one of the great relationships of his life, my grandfather. He was a very poor boy who came from Boston, very courageous. And Dorothy Fields was the daughter of a very wealthy theatrical family in New York. And at that time, she was teaching school. And her family was extremely opposed to her being involved in the theater or writing songs or having anything to do with any of that. And somehow the two of them sort of helped each other in a way. I think that Dorothy told my grandfather, you know, even though you're a poor boy from Boston, you can do this. And I think my grandfather told Dorothy Fields, even though your family's telling you you can't do this and you shouldn't do this, you're brilliant at this and you can do this. And she gave him that strength to feel that it was okay for him to have the ambitions that he had. So they really paired very well together, the two of them.
My guest is Jim McHugh III, the grandson of the songwriter Jimmy McHugh. We'll continue the interview after a break. This is Fresh Air. Before we get back to our interview with Jim McHugh III, let's hear the Mills Brothers recording of Doin' the New Lowdown, which was written by Jimmy McHugh and lyricist Dorothy Fields for the review Blackbirds of 1928. Doing the New Lowdown, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. They also wrote I Can't Give You Anything But Love, I'm in the Mood for Love, and On the Sunny Side of the Street. Let's get back to the interview I recorded 2 years ago with McHugh's grandson, Jim McHugh III. Did your grandfather, Jimmy McHugh, ever talk to you about his songwriting process?
I think my grandfather believed a lot in, he was a very religious man. He believed that his songs were spiritual gifts, I suppose you would say today. He was a very devout Catholic. He often kept by the side of his bed a pen and paper, and he felt that he would work on songs and he would go to sleep, and then in the middle of the night the songs would be delivered to him and he would write down what the song was. And there's actually a very interesting story. He and Harold Adamson were working on a movie, Frank Sinatra's first movie called Higher and Higher, and they had worked and worked and worked on this song and they just couldn't get it. And my grandfather went to bed, and in the middle of the night he woke up, he had the melody. And he reached for his pen and he reached for his pad, and the pad wasn't there. And so he wrote this song on a bed sheet and went to sleep and woke up in the morning, and he called Harold Adamson. They had a big meeting at the studio, and he said, I've got it, let's go. And they ran over to the head of the studio and they got in his office and sat down at this piano, and my grandfather couldn't remember a word or a note, couldn't remember anything. So he panicked and he called the housekeeper at the house and he said, get that sheet that I wrote the song on and get it over to me. And she said, well, it's too late. It's already gone to the laundry. So the head of the studio sent his driver in full livery with boots and a cap and this huge Packard car over to the laundry, and they got this sheet and brought it back to the studio and they put it over the piano, and Jimmy McHugh sat down and played I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night, which was a huge hit for Frank Sinatra in his first movie, Higher and Higher.
What a great story.
It's wild. And I know that's true. My grandfather told it to me many times. But I think in terms of how he wrote songs, he just wrote songs. He got up in the morning thinking about it. He went to bed at night thinking about it. He plugged them, he wrote them, he hummed them, he got other people to do that. He was one of those extraordinary kinds of personalities, like many great artists, that they just are that way, that their life is about that. He wasn't a particularly self-reflecting person. I don't think he gave much thought to how he did things or why he did things. It was a different time, too.
And you said that your grandfather told you the story behind I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night many times. What was it like when you got to, like, the third time of hearing the story? Would you say, yeah, you told me that story already?
Well, no, you never said you told me that story one more time. We would go over, and he had this big house in Beverly Hills and in the big living room and piano. And he had his chair, and you would sit, and then he would tell you the stories with his bourbon. He always had a highball, and he was always dressed, always in slacks, always in a tie. And like your radio show, he would say, well, let me just, play you I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. And he would go over and play a few bars, and then he would come back, and that was his life. And then if you left the room and somebody else came in the room, then you would get the I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night story. So he was fascinated by his own story, let's say. He was funny.
Did that get tiresome for you?
Well, it may be a little tiresome, but not really. And then he'd always give me $5 at the end of the day. So I knew if I hung out, I'd get the $5,
That's really funny. Jim McHugh III is the grandson of songwriter Jimmy McHugh and one of the managers of the McHugh estate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with Billie Holiday singing the Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Field song On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? sweet. On the sunny side of the street, I used to walk in the shade with those blues on.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced, and by Dutton, publisher of The Lady and the Unicorn, the new novel by Tracy Chevalier, author of Girl with a Pearl Earring, available wherever books are sold. This is NPR, National Public Radio.